Hello, I'm Dr. Bernadette. Thank you so much for listening to the Brownstone Media Group.
Welcome back, family. See, we're pleased to introduce to the family a woman who literally is standing on the cusp of something amazing. Dr. Bernadette is helping to push forward a healthy vision for getting your mind, body, and spirit right. With a focus on your whole self and taking responsibility for your physical and mental well-being, she's making a difference in so many lives. With the impending launch of a new series, she stopped by to talk with us about where she's been and where she's going. And if you listen close, my new cousin even offered me a job. So check this one out. You'll love it. And maybe you'll learn a little something about yourself too. Let's go.
Okay. Welcome back, family. I just want to say thank you. I know it's been a while since you heard us, but we have a very, very special guest with us this evening. Dr. Bernadette is in the building. Please introduce yourself. Tell everybody what you do, who you are, and how you got to where you are.
All right. Thank you. So I'm Dr. Bernadette, and, you know, I like to introduce myself by starting off saying that I'm a daughter, a sister, an aunt, a godmother, and friend, because those roles are so important to me. Sometimes they get lost in the busyness of us highlighting our careers, and relationships are so key. So that being said, I'm also a board-certified family medicine physician, and I'm the co-author on several book projects, including Thinking About Quitting Medicine, Medical Moguls, and The Women Innovators. And I contribute to a quarterly magazine called Ready Publications. I'm a physician who wants to make a difference, a real difference, in the lives of the people I serve. And my background is in both public health and in family medicine. I'm the co-owner of Faith Family Health. I have about 20-plus years in the health industry, teaching and educating people on both clinical and preventative medicine. So I am your friendly family medicine physician. But I'm also trying to help people redefine the way they look at health. We've had such a very narrow view looking at it in terms of whether or not there is disease or illness present. And I'm asking people to look at it from a different perspective, including the mind, the body, and the spirit, because we're whole people. And so many times we're neglecting an aspect of our life, and we wonder why things are not showing up the way we want them to show up in our lives. And it's because we often neglect maybe the mind or the spiritual person, and we focus in on the physical person. But I always want to remind people that we're mind, body, and spirit.
Okay, so I want to circle back to that in a second, but let's start with the beginning. I always like to say nobody is born fully formed. Like, no one knows everything about who they'll be when they, when they first enter this world. When did you discover your love of like healthy lifestyles and wanting to help people decide to go into healthcare?
Interesting enough, I'm not that person who always wanted to be a doctor.
Okay.
I actually kind of backed into this because, to be honest, I thought I was going to be an actress. so sometimes I'm like, how did I end up here again? but I always wanted to help people. And my background in public health kind of speaks to that. Originally, I thought that I would get my master's in public health and go into public healthcare policy. But when I did that for about a year and decided that I really needed a broader background in healthcare, and specifically in medicine. So I decided to go on to medical school. But when I went to medical school, I never went with the intention of practicing clinical medicine. I actually went with the intention of having the knowledge base be a better public policy person. So I'm always amazed that, okay, I'm still practicing clinical medicine, but what I gained or learned from practicing clinical medicine is that people need someone who can really guide and show them how to live the life that they were actually born to live, because it's getting lost. And in my everyday practice of medicine, it's not just about the stomach ache or the headache or any of those things. A lot of times I'm spending time with my patients focusing on the healing. You know, how do I move from my past to the person that I want to be now? And people forget the mental health, and that getting unstuck is a part of healthcare and a part of living a healthy life. So for me, once I started practicing medicine, I realized that there was a greater need and that it wasn't being met in these 15-minute office visits. And a lot of times we don't even address it because it's too big to address in these office visits. But it does offer me as a clinician a chance to start talking about it and to start conversations about it. So for me, it became looking at the whole person, not the disease, not a diagnosis, but this whole person that is sitting in front of me, and how can I really help them?
Was it a tough decision to move into, I guess maybe, for lack of a better way to say it, a holistic view of medicine, or was it something that once it clicked, you just were ready and moved into it quickly?
I had to realize that this was really the need. So for me, you know, when I first started, I probably started as the traditional physician. You know, you come in, you tell me your symptoms, and then I come up with the diagnosis and we agree to a treatment plan. But I soon realized that had a lot of, there was a lot of lack in that way of looking at it. And the more I started interacting with patients, I came to the realization that, listen, we need to address the whole person in order to help them live a healthy life. Because sometimes what's coming in that's looking like a stomach ache or looking like a headache could really be depression, you know, or it could be, you know, poor nutrition or not getting enough sleep or unable to balance everyday life. So sometimes we can't put a clinical ICD-9 code on everything. And being willing to look at it from a more broader lifestyle medicine perspective has made me a better clinician and made me better be able to help my patients.
At the time that you moved into kind of the whole being practice, was there pushback mm-hmm. or did people understand what you were striving for?
I think my patients began to understand the value in it because, you know, when you come to your doctor's office, you expect to, okay, I'm coming in, I'm going to tell my doctor my symptoms, and then she's going to write me a prescription. But when I begin to discuss more about, okay, let's talk about your lifestyle. Let's talk about where we can make some improvements in your everyday living. At first, you know, it is a little bit of pushback because, well, I didn't really come in here for that. I just thought she was going to give me an antibiotic.
Where's my pill?
Yeah, where's my pill? I mean, what you talking about? So, I think it also, because now I'm asking you to take some ownership into this, mm-hmm. that it's not just about what I can do for you, but what you can do for yourself. I always tell patients, look, I don't have a magic wand. And if I did, I'd use it on myself, you know. So we got to do some work, and you have to be willing to get all in with me to do this work. And I'm really here just to guide you. I really want people to understand that as physicians, we really aren't fixing you, okay, because I literally will see a patient about an hour a year. So in an hour a year, I'm not really fixing you. I'm actually helping you to put things in place so that you can manage your own healthcare. And asking people to do that sometimes is tough because you know, that's work, but it really is, because if you're depending on your physician to do it all for you, you're never going to achieve the health that you want. You have to be really willing to say, okay, how can I make my life what I want it to be? How can I get enough sleep? How can I fit in my exercise? Because, you know, at the end of the day, we all have excuses. But when we say, you know, I want to live a healthy life, what does that look like? What does that mean to you? And how much are you willing to put in?
All right, so you seem to have like a passion for helping people that kind of extends past the they left my door and, you know, it seemed like it went okay. That passion, I speaking personally, I feel like if I went to the doctor's office, a place that I normally have a lot of trepidation about, like, who wants to go to the doctor's office? I'm not trying to find out anything other than, like, Robitussin or NyQuil.
I mean, antibiotic.
Right. I respect what you do, but please only talk to me about the very specific thing I came for. And it seems like you're asking me to kind of open up about everything. And like you said, take ownership for things. And at first, it seems like that might be a scary prospect, but I'm sure that ultimately, I personally, and I can't speak for everybody else, I think I would enjoy it more because it feels like instead of just being the person you hand a pill to, you care about what's happening. Have you seen that in people?
Yes. I think sometimes they're kind of thinking, okay, where is she coming from? Is she one of these people who are all the way over here to the left talking, you know, silly stuff, this hocus pocus? But when I really begin to show them the value in what I'm saying, and not just trying to find a pill to mask a problem, but to actually address a problem so that you can be done with it or so that you can know how to manage it, people really start to open up, you know. So where's your headache coming from? Okay, so you're stressed. So it's not that you need medication. We need to show you how to manage your stress. My back is really hurting. Are you willing to do things like yoga? So it's finding out what you're willing to do and what you really want. Hey, I get it. Some people just want medication. I'm just not the person or the physician for that person because I really want people to actively participate in their own health. I always tell people, listen, you are your primary care provider. And when you don't provide primary care, then I'm your alternative because you didn't do what you needed to do. Now you're in the office talking to me. Now, I get it. We do have genetic problems. We do have cancers. We do have things that certainly need to be addressed. But I tell you, a lot of what I see is a lifestyle issue. Mm-hmm. It's stress. It's mental health not being addressed. So there's all of this, these other things that we're ignoring because we're only focusing in on, for instance, the high blood pressure, but never where is the high blood pressure coming from? And that's the work that I'm asking people to do. Where is it coming from? Because I have patients always ask, well, do I have to be on this pill for the rest of my life? I don't know. Maybe if you're not willing to change your lifestyle.
Okay, so here's what I want to know. When did you realize that you needed to take your mission past the doors of your office? When did you realize that it was time to expand your reach and share this whole being approach with more people?
I think the more and more I've been in clinical practice now for about 15 years. And the more and more patients I see, the more and more I see there's a need that's really outside of just what I can see on a daily basis. And I even have my patients share that with me. Oh, I wish I could, you know, that you would do a book or you would do, a webinar or you would do something else so that I can have more of what I get in this office. And that is what sort of prompted me to say, you know what, let me look at this from a different perspective and how can I reach a broader audience or a larger audience, because I really do believe there is a need. There's a need to empower people to know how to manage their own health. For me, this is like totally exciting because this is why I came to medicine. I didn't come to medicine just to treat specific medical problems. I came to medicine to help people learn how to create the health that they wanted. And sometimes when we're in these offices where we're so restricted to this appointment time, it becomes very difficult. But when I can talk on a larger platform, then I'm able to really empower people and give them the tools and the strategies that they need, and to have them approach it, you know, one day at a time, 1 hour at a time. No one's going to fix their life or fix their health in one day. So it's about being consistent. It's about identifying what the true issues are in your life and being willing and having the tools to manage it and to address it.
Is that what leads us to life in harmony?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, because the brand that I created called Life in Harmony is it's an innovative, intentional, and it's very action-oriented approach to wellness. I do believe that most of us have the basic knowledge that we need to start living well. However, we're not putting it into action. So Life in Harmony, it moves beyond just, let me give you a medication or the traditional doctor-patient relationship, and it's asking patients to not take a backseat to their care, but to actually be all in their own health, in their as it relates to their own health. And it's also asking them to look at it from a mind-body-spirit perspective. When I created Life in Harmony, I used the pillars of health, healing, and happiness. And healing became like the cornerstone because of what I see every day in my practice. People are so stuck by their pain and their hurt and disappointment, and it's preventing them from really living that life that they were born to live. It's actually debilitating and handicapping people, because when you're not living in a healthy space, it's kind of hard to start talking to them about their health, or, you know, how are you going to manage your blood pressure, or how are you going to deal with, you know, heart disease, because there's so much brokenness there. I find, and even in myself, when I'm coming from a place of healing, I'm more open and I'm more able to take action as it relates to my health care. And healing is like, I consider it a pathway to your freedom and your well-being. And then once most patients can get to a space where they understand that healing needs to take place, we can begin to address the health aspect of it. And when we're talking about health, I have to emphasize this. It is not the mere absence or presence of a disease. It is being emotionally and physically at your best. And most of us leave off that emotional part when we're talking about health. So, and it also has, it relies heavily on our lifestyle. And I know that that's kind of a very different perspective to look at it from. It's not just about, you know, your pathology, but it's about your lifestyle, you know. And again, I know the hesitancy here is because once we say it's about your lifestyle, then that means you need to step up and you have a role to play. Other thing that, as it relates to life in harmony, is we often leave off, you know, happiness, because we start thinking about, oh, you know, is that selfish? Is that really a part of health? So happiness is very important in helping people define that and really coming up with a plan to be intentional about being happy and addressing whatever it is that's preventing you from achieving the happiness that you want. So when I think of life in harmony, it is just asking people to live from a place of wholeness.
What's the future of the brand? Like, I have to admit that when you talk, it feels like you're prepared for that large auditorium or not like your practiced or anything like that, but like you're already like geared up for like, this is me. I'm about to put this out there and change the world. So what's next?
Right now I'm actually in the process of creating and releasing our new video series that we put together. So this is okay. Very exciting for me. We put together a few of the episodes of Life in Harmony, and we're going to start the release of that in December. So, and we also have some episodes that are going to be upcoming with Dr. Howard Murad from, he's the actual founder of Murad Skincare. I'm so excited. We actually filmed those out in Los Angeles.
Okay.
And we're also going to be including some very intimate conversations with me on specific topics, for example, forgiveness and living from a place of wholeness, and some other specific health topics as well. And also talking about our faith. You know, we forget to focus on spirituality, because that's a very important part of living our from a place of wholeness. So that's what's upcoming now. And, you know, I'm writing my first solo book. This is exciting for me because I've worked on a couple book projects, but this is going to be my first solo book. So we have, and you know, ultimately, I'm looking to have this become a talk show. So I'm so excited about Life in Harmony and my ability to be able to reach a larger audience.
So just so I can put this on my tally board, that's Doctor. Let's call you Wellness Guru.
Okay.
Entrepreneur. Author.
Uh-huh.
Possibly actress. I mean, I don't think
Yes, that's the truth.
I'm already at five. So are we moving over to the next hand with the count of things that you got on your plate? What else is there?
I'm sorry.
We're at five different hats right now. What is there? A 6, 7, yeah. 8, 9, 10?
Right now I think I'm just gonna try to wear those hats. I'm sure that there are gonna be some other ones coming up in the future, but right now I just need to make sure that I'm wearing those well.
Well, look, I am definitely looking forward to it. I think one of the things you said that stood out to me was forgiveness, which as I've gotten older, I've learned that that is maybe one of the easiest things to say and hardest things to do. But
absolutely,
there is a true true power in forgiving someone, not for them, but for you. And so I'm very interested in hearing what you have to say about that. I mean, to me, that's one of the things that is something that everyone struggles with, is being able to forgive someone who's wronged you.
Right. And you know what? I tell you from personal experience, it kept me stuck for so many years. And when I really, and it was a very conscious decision to practice forgiveness, it literally changed the way I live my life. It just changed the way I live my life. And it gave me a freedom that I didn't know existed. So I know when we talk about forgiveness, it's very difficult to forgive someone who you believe has harmed you, but we have to not make it about them. And I know sometimes it feels like, well, if I forgive them, I'm saying what they did was okay and that maybe I didn't matter. That's not what forgiveness is about. It's really about forgiving that person so that you open up or clear the way to be able to forgive yourself so that you can move past it, so you can heal from it. Forgiveness for me was just like, I'm going to put a period at the end of this sentence, and I am going to free myself to write my story the way I want to write it.
Just for anyone listening, my personal forgiveness, we all have that transitional job, the one that was in between where you were going to be. And I got caught up in the garbage of that and ended up being let go. And I had, for years, I was, you know how you're just in the street looking for somebody you have no chance of ever running into. But if I find that person, I'm going to say what I need to say to that person. That, you know what, if I find that person today, I would walk up and shake their hand because they got me where I needed to be. They got me out of the circle that I was in. And that was a very hard lesson to learn. So forgiveness, people, is the thing that it's the hardest thing you can do, but it's the most, it just relieves all. It's hard to walk around with that type of tension, anger every day of your life.
Exactly. You know, I tell you, this quote just comes to mind because it's like one of my favorite quotes because it so much describes forgiveness, that forgiveness is unlocking the door to set someone free and realizing that you were the prisoner. And yeah. when I think about it like that, like, I will not give anybody that power.
Mm.
So we imprison ourselves when we do not forgive. And I know it's very difficult not to make it about the person who harms you, but it really isn't about them anymore. It's about you and you making the decision that I want more for my life and I'm ready to move on, and not to give anybody that much power in your life.
See, now I got to hit it with, well, that, I mean, honestly, that I'm going to remember that quote forever, because that is exactly, that sums it up perfectly.
It doesn't it? Like, that is my favorite quote. And when I'm struggling with forgiveness, that quote always pops back up. Like, you remember.
I have to ask you now a question that we always ask, and I'm just so excited to hear the answer because it sounds like you got so much coming. But 5 years from now, Dr. Bernadette is doing...
5 years now, Dr. Bernadette is hosting her own talk show.
Okay.
How about that?
Hey, I'm there for it.
You gonna be there?
You know they always have that guy in the corner who kind of throws the side joke in real fast. I'm
yes.
not saying I'll send you an audition tape, but, you know. You know that the one that
you
always
already
is,
have the job.
There it is. I could be like the super extra friend that doesn't need to be talking, but will talk.
Like, yes.
They say something and I hit him with, oh, no. Nah, just look shocked for no reason.
Exactly.
Like, I didn't know exactly. everything that was about to happen.
I love it. I love it.
Look, you got to come back. We got to make this a semi-regular thing. This is one of
okay,
my
favorite. Okay, now you
favorite...
saying this. You saying this on air, so I'm going to hold you to it.
Hey, look, you could just call and say hit record, and I will do it. I won't, but I want you to believe that I'm close to that level of involvement.
Okay.
All right, and you said December. What's the date in December?
So December, let's see. December 1st, I'm going to have my screening party.
Okay.
And then I think the release is December 3rd.
All right, we there.
For the episode.
Do you already have a YouTube channel that we can tell everybody?
Yes. My YouTube channel is Dr. R. Bernadette MD.
Okay.
And
if they just want to...
The same address I use for my Instagram
okay.
and also my LinkedIn. So you can reach out to me on Instagram, LinkedIn, YouTube, any social media channel, like and also Facebook. But the Facebook channel is Life in Harmony.
Okay. And so they can reach out with all their questions and you'll give them all the free advice that you you can?
Yes,
I
will.
Because you know we just, once you open the door...
I'm
sending you
right.
pictures like, does this look right?
I probably say erase that.
But, oh,
yeah.
The books. Tell me about the books, where I can find them. Because you got all these hats, we might as well tell people about them.
Right. So one of the books is Thinking About Quitting Medicine, and that's on Amazon, and also Medical Moguls. And the other one is Women Innovators, Volume 4 is the one that I'm in with the Women Innovators book. And then my new book that I'm writing, 52 Weekly Prescriptions for Healing, Health, and Happiness, stay tuned, and I'll be able to give you lots of information on that one.
All right. So if you haven't by now, if you didn't like pause and go look it up real quick, check out the Instagram, check out the YouTube channel, check out the Facebook channel, do it now, do it quickly, be up on your Dr. Bernadette before the show airs. Don't ask questions afterwards. Just get with it. In 5 years when I'm on the show, I will be giving out tickets to stay in the audience. She already hired me, so she can't take it back because that is on tape as well.
Exactly.
Be over there with a bright red Steve Harvey suit on, just having a good time.
Okay. I see I'm going to have to put some restrictions on this.
We're just going to move past the suits before we get in trouble.
Exactly.
Look, I really appreciate it. I want to say on air that I am so gratified that you had the time to talk to us, and we're so thankful that you did this with us. And please feel free to come back anytime. You are welcome to the family. And like family, you could just show up for dinner.
Oh, I appreciate that. I really do. And I'm so grateful that you guys reached out to me. And I promise you, I will be back.
You heard it. I have a job, and she will be back. I'm going to get out of there with my promises intact before I, step on my feet.
Yeah, I guess these are verbal contracts, right?
Oh, man. Oh, I so appreciate it.
You're welcome.
I want to thank our new cousin and my official new employer for stopping by. Dr. Bernadette was a blessing, and I hope that you guys take time to check out all the things she's got coming up in the future. Please let us know what you think. Check us out at viewfromthestoop.com and at BrownstoneMG on Instagram. Check us out on Facebook. Check us out on SoundCloud. Make sure you leave us a message. We always love to hear how you think we're doing. Until next time, family, like we always say, love.